You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
8 o'clock this morning was the time that Famous Brands Limited released their interim results for the 6 months ended 31 August 2025. The business that holds more than 15 brands within its portfolio has seen a strong start to the new financial year. We're going to get a sense of how the businesses are performing with the company's CEO, Darren Healy. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Darren, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. A strong start for the brands across the board. How are you reflecting on the first 6 months?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to share with your listeners. Yeah, I mean, the first 6 months we're very happy with. I think to your point, it's been driven by brands' performance, which is great, particularly on the leading brands. So, you know, we're seeing, you know, people, you know, back into our restaurants at a more fervent level. And that's, you know, relating to like-for-like and system-wide sales. We've opened new restaurants. So, you know, we're getting it in the right places. We can, like all businesses, have things we can improve. But, you know, feet through the door or bums on seats is critical for us, and that's happening.
Darren, are you seeing that the business is moving at different paces in different regions? I mean, you operate across 20 countries with more than 3,000 restaurants in those 20 countries. Surely you've got an idea of some of the regions that perform a little better, some of them that might have a bit of downtime, especially given that you're in both South and Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, I mean, the global pressures are definitely starting to become more evident. I mean, more, you know, normally you would be talking, as you say, a shining light here and then maybe a dimmer one elsewhere. We're definitely seeing that the pressure on consumers is quite universal. So that's quite challenging. And of course, there's always geopolitics involved and political issues. So yeah, probably certainly for the first time that I've been involved, I'm definitely seeing that trend, you know, all over. And you're seeing, you know, similar kind of political shifts. And the one that's probably the most disappointing for us right now is Botswana, as an example, which has been a shining light for a long time, and is starting to feel some pressures. But, you know, we're very excited about, you know, certain growth markets, even though they are under pressure, and gives us great opportunity to move forward. But yeah, they're definitely not as many exciting markets as there would normally be at this time.
Darren, how do you approach the strategic decisions from an investment point of view? Everything around your CapEx and the gearing that sits on the business's balance sheet at the moment, how is that informing your strategy going into the second half of the year and possibly in years to come, understanding that, as you said, some of the environments are difficult to operate within?
Yeah, so we've definitely tamed our approach on sort of investment into Africa, certainly this year. Not that we always put significant money in, but we had done in the past. So, you know, our money is being centered around South Africa and SADC to some degree. And, we tend to have just finished our investment in our logistics platform. So a lot more of our investment going into technology, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, but it is a necessary evil, but, you know, is also, you know, takes time often to get the return, like any other asset. It's not immediate just because it's digital. So definitely seeing the investment over time pushing towards the front end of the business in brands, and a lot of that in technology, in terms of our own business. But yeah, we have very strong disciplines around how we deploy investment and how we think through it. And of course, you know, the metrics around that, you know, you don't always get it right, but we're definitely quite stringent on our controls and how we put it forward. But definitely pushing more and more to the front end of the business, having now completed in this period the last significant material investment into our logistics business, which we really want to leverage now.
Darren, from a brand perspective, how are you feeling about the performance of some of the brands? I mean, you've got the leading brands. They target a very different market segment to the signature brands within the portfolio. Are you perhaps finding that one or the other division might be holding a bit better with the current consumer environments that we find ourselves in?
Yeah, without a doubt, the numbers don't lie. I mean, leading brands is definitely pushing forward nicely. I think it fits well with the consumer. You know, within signature brands, we have quite a few different types of businesses. And the one where we can see the pressure is what we call fun dining, which is kind of your evening casual dining space. And we're finding that space a bit tougher, particularly, you know, it's a higher ticket average. You know, we're finding it, you know, new store rollout a bit harder than we would do, say, on leading brands, as an example. So that's where we're really feeling the pace. It's not a key part of our business. I mean, that's why they are segmented into leading and signature brands. But that's definitely where we're feeling some of the pressure is there.
Darren, are there plans from a CapEx point of view to add new brands? I mean, the Famous Brands group has done well with some of the partnerships you've been able to put through some of the joint ventures you have, and even the wholly owned assets within the portfolio have done well for the business. Are there plans to continue to add and expand that portfolio?
We remain acquisitive at heart, so we're not walking away from any opportunity there may be, and there are sometimes opportunities, so we would look. There are probably very few segments that we would need to fill, so the South African landscape is relatively boring from an eating perspective. We continue to always look and to be alert to opportunities. There hasn't been a lot, and there hasn't been a lot of consolidation in the actual industry anyway. We wouldn't ignore, not just in the brand space, but also on the retail side. You know, we're pushing quite hard into retail with our brands. And if there was anything that we could add to that portfolio, we would also consider it. Nothing at the moment, but we're definitely, we're not asleep at the wheel on that side.
Darren, before I let you go, I want to take a look at something that's quite important for a business like yours that operates in an environment that relies very much on the consumer, and that is margins. As margin protection has become very important for pretty much all businesses, but I imagine more so for businesses that operate in a service kind of environment like you do, but also that have the footprint that you do. It becomes very, very important to bear in mind those and other factors. How are you guys seeing the margin conversation within the business? Is it something that's a concern at the moment, or is it something that's fairly under control, fairly stable, and doesn't need to be meddled with at the moment?
No, look, it's a constant conversation. So I wouldn't say that, you know, it doesn't need meddling with. It needs constant conversation. The most important margin in our business is that the franchisee has margin. So, you know, that's the most important conversation, and that's always a double-edged sword with anything, because I mean, you've got to try and trade off that with volume, which is ultimately, you know, the sales to the restaurant. So that's the important conversation. We look at it all the time. It's particularly challenging in high food inflation and equally challenging in low food inflation times, because you've got cost structures too. So in an inflation environment like South Africa, you do need some some margin to work with because of inflation. So yeah, it's a constant conversation. It never backs off. You know, we try and regularize it with reviewing menus formally twice a year, but it's become more regular than that with the recent food inflation. So, you know, once that margin is looked at and we know that we can take care of franchisees, or they can take care of themselves, then the margin, you know, pushes through all the way to the back, and that becomes a little bit more haggly, between us and internally, and also between us and suppliers. So it's a constant battle like any other business. We don't have, you know, the benefit of, I suppose, you know, massive margins like you might have in certain, you know, new to market industries like technology. But we continue to work with them. And I think the industry has become more rational around margins. You can't just cannibalize your own business in the hope of growing sales.
Some careful considerations going into managing a 3,000-plus restaurant portfolio across 15 different brands in 20 different countries as we go into the second half of the year. All the best to the Famous Brands team. We look forward to seeing how the rest of the year shapes up, and we'll catch up at the end of the year. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Executive Officer of Famous Brands Limited, Darren Healy, joining us to take a look at the performance of the business over the first 6 months.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.